the bag.
What?
The bag. The bag with all the envelopes and all the money.
Don't worry about that. Nobody's gonna steal that here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rubber Stamp Podcast. You're listening to Jam Basher Sound System. Slamming melodic electronic music. Sounds of rubber.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Good evening, and welcome to Southwest Tonight. We start on the growing craze of acid house parties and fears of the local residents. Martin Fillery reports. During the early hours of Saturday morning, an acid house party is in full swing near Bath. Up to 3,000 people have gathered to attend the illegal party held at a disused warehouse. At approximately 5 a.m, police arrived in full riot gear to break up what people are now calling a rave. Partygoers had criticised the police in their heavy-handedness to break up the event.
People were trying to get away and falling over and getting hit with the shields and the batons. Their shields are used to push, they're digging at us. They're not pushing us with them, they're hitting us with them.
They treat us like animals, basically. I've been to a few raves and it's got out of control a few times, but they've taken it a step too far, I think, personally.
You know, a lot of the police here are very understanding. I don't think they really want to be here. I think they've got better things to be doing, you know. And it's just a terrible show. There's 3,000 disappointed people all going up home. Well, this is really what's been happening every weekend. It's getting more and more depressing.
I think the way to do it is for them to be legalised, for the measures and standards to be set down, and for the operators, in other words, the organisers, to meet those kind of standards, and so that they can have a nice party, because very nice people go to them.
We'll be right back. to get right here, right now.
You're listening to the Rubber Stamped Podcast. Sounds of Rubber.
this game like an everyday. Yeah, step off, move out the way, 'cause I'm coming like the judgment day.
You're listening to Jambasher Sound System. Sounds of the DJ Robot.
Listening to the Rubber Stamp Podcast. Sounds of Rubber.
Yeah.
Turn to our earlier report with Martin Fillery live outside the courthouse. The mood out here has gone from peaceful protest to outrage at the sentencing of Daniel Byrd just moments ago. In an unprecedented verdict for a mere breach of the peace case, Mr. Byrd was fined £50,000 for holding the illegal rave and ordered to do 500 hours of community service. In response to the sentencing, he simply remarked, "It was worth every penny, and frankly, 500 hours of fresh air and sunshine will do me the world of good."
You're listening to Jambasha Sound System. Sounds of the DJ Robber.